We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey there, it's Kelly and Anthony welcoming you to the Wake Up Calls full show podcast.
You can always catch us live on KFrog Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
But if you missed any of today's show or you just wanted to spend a little more time with us, you came to the right place.
So without further ado, let's take it away with today's show.
Let's go!
Woo! It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 KFrog.
Okay, did you guys watch Jeopardy last night?
Oh, no, I forgot. We were talking about it all day, too.
You forgot about it?
I was running errands, yeah.
Okay, so I actually sat down. I watched it with my family because my uncle's in town. So we all got together. We watched it. And they've been watching that James Holzhauer's run through Jeopardy. It was legit what we talked about yesterday.
So he did lose.
He lost yesterday. But I'm calling BS on it because something's up. He didn't play like he normally does. He wagered something like really, really small in the final round, and that's just not his style. And he had the correct answer. So I'm wondering what's going on. I think there's going to be a bigger story behind this.
Something's hinky.
It's something doesn't sit right. So I'm wondering, because he is a Vegas gambler, was there a line out on him at Vegas? Did he maybe bet on himself to lose
and make
money on it? Or I'd heard a rumor, too, because he is a Vegas gambler, that Vegas was going to tell him, like, dude, you can't gamble anymore because people are going to side with you because you're so good at what you do. So was his, quote unquote, job in jeopardy?
So there definitely is more to the story. There has to be.
Yeah. Watching him last night, he was so laid back. Even when he lost, he was just kind of like, okay, he walked over, he high-fived her, and that was it. And I was like, there is something more here.
To be that casual after losing. And yesterday was, he was going to tie Ken Jennings?
He had the potential to beat him if he would have got over $60,000.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So maybe it was just a respect thing. He didn't want to beat him. I mean, he's already made over $2 million. There's just something more. There has to be something more.
Right. Oh, I'm curious now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to keep an eye on that. I didn't watch Jeopardy, but I did watch the show that follows. I guess that's Wheel of Fortune. The show that follows that, Bachelorette.
Of course you did.
Of
and how was that?
Really good.
I missed that one. I didn't stay up for that.
You missed Jake Owen.
He was on last
Jake
night.
Jake Owen performed
really well.
Oh, he's my favorite.
He looked great. That one-on-one she had with Jenny. What's his name?
Jed.
Not Jed.
Which one?
The one with Jake Owen.
I don't know.
Where they were dancing. I can't remember. Oh, Tyler.
Tyler C.
Yeah, there was Tyler G. He left. Tyler C. That was, I think she has the biggest connection with him. There was something there between them. That was like one of the cutest dates all season. But that, the names are, Luke P.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I've never wanted to jump through a TV and strangle somebody so badly in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So two-faced. And if the producers are telling him to do this, they're doing a great job because I'm getting so frustrated.
Really?
But, oh, man, this guy's a piece of work.
Here's the worst part, though, watching that is Hannah picking up on any of it. Because when you see it, it's like you're watching a movie and you're like, I just want to shake you. You're dating an idiot.
Well, that's another frustrating part about it because Hannah's not seeing this. It's Luke and this other guy that are going at it and she's not seeing who the bad guy is. So that's why it was rough last night.
He got really rough during a rugby game and literally picked one guy up, Luke S. And body slammed him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it'd have been like an ejection from a football game because it wasn't anywhere where the field of play was. Totally on the opposite side of the field. Oh, Kelly, you got to go home and watch it.
I will go home and watch it.
Oh, I'm getting all riled up again.
He's crazy, but he makes for great TV.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Happy Tuesday, 5:37. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
And it's time for the Wake Up Call to weigh in. So eHarmony just put together some new research, and they had a bunch of singles get together and try and find some of the top qualities of what they're looking for in a partner. And they found out that the top five attributes are honesty, kindness, sense of humor, physical attraction, and intelligence, which I think we can agree those top five are definitely important when you're trying to find the person you want to spend your life with. But how important are they? So we have all secretly ranked them, and we will put together our findings to see what's the most important. So I'm going to ask you guys, What is the number one thing you look for in a partner out of those five? And on the count of three, everybody say what it is, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Kindness.
Sense of humor.
You guys both said humor.
Sense of humor. You said kindness?
I said kindness. You have to be nice to people. Like, that's my biggest thing. Please, thank yous, opening doors, doing things, going out of your way. But, I mean, yeah.
But you can be dry as...
Sure.
Paint. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Oh, not me. You gotta make me laugh.
Yeah.
Otherwise, get out.
Definitely. I want someone I can have some fun with.
But I
and
feel
someone
like,
who's gonna make me laugh.
I feel like I can bring the humor. That's fine. I don't really need someone to make me laugh.
Oh, gosh.
I make myself laugh all the time. That's not me.
You're okay. Not in a relationship with yourself.
You're gonna say you're not that funny.
She's like that too. All right. All right. Number two quality that you're looking for. One, two, three.
Physical attraction. Boom. There we go.
Physical attraction. For sure. I got to be attracted to you because if not, I probably won't want to talk to you. What did you say? Did you say kindness, Jenny?
I did, because to me, all of these will make you more attractive to me.
Okay. Mm. It's not going to fix an ugly grill, though.
Well, money can do that.
All right. Number three on the list. Ready? One, two, three.
Honesty.
Ooh.
Oh, good job, everyone.
All right.
Yeah, honesty's big.
So we're not all horrible people. Okay, number four on the list. One, two, three.
Sense
intelligence.
Of humor. I went sense of humor here.
Oh.
I had to. I got to get a little bit of a laugh.
Intelligence, is that what you said too, Jenny?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're on the same page here, Jenny. I think we're looking for the same man. All right, and last one, number five. One, two, three.
Intelligence.
Kindness.
Okay, what did you say?
I said kindness.
You're terrible.
Yeah.
Jenny?
I said physical attraction because, like I said, all of the above will make you more attractive to me.
So you're looking for one of those guys that, oh, well, he's got a good personality.
Not necessarily.
That's what it sounds like.
Can you tell that I put kindness last now?
That's right. She doesn't care. You make me laugh and just be mean.
Yeah, just be pretty. I just want to stare at you. Don't even talk, okay?
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
We're taking a look at what's trending this morning. Well, it's always important to thank the people in our lives and communities that make the world a better place. One of those people are nurses, and Chipotle is honoring them around the country today. If you head into any Chipotle Mexican Grill with a valid nursing license or medical or hospital ID, you get a free burrito, burrito bowl, tacos, or salad with the purchase of an entree of equal or greater value. So if you're a nurse, or maybe you know one, tell them to head in Chipotle today, or even better, if you go with them, you can buy the meal and they get the free one.
That's awesome.
That's how it works. I've been on a Chipotle little rant as of late because I've been watching the NBA Finals. And as I was telling you, Kelly, every time the announcer says the word free, text in the code and get a free burrito.
Right.
Okay, I've watched
two
full basketball games. No, and I have like half of the code ready to go because they all start with the word free. And I have the numbers set and I'm listening and they say it and Chipotle tweets it out. And I'm like, boom, get it in like 2 seconds. And they send me a reply. Oh, sorry, you haven't beat the buzzer. Try again. I'm like, how is it that I'm not winning these? And people on Twitter are like, oh, hey, Anthony, look, I got mine. I got mine. Okay, share it with me. Split it.
You're just going to have to go buy your own burrito, okay?
No.
Get over it. All right, Father's Day coming up next Sunday. And if you are looking for something cool for dad to do, especially dads of daughters, I love this. Blush Beauty Bar in LA is offering a tutorial for dads on how to do their daughter's hair. The salon owner says you can always tell when the mom is out of town because it always seems like dad has no clue what he's doing. And as a hairdresser, she's like, I can totally tell that dad screwed up their daughter's hair. She said, so what they're going to be doing is they're offering classes for father-daughter duos to come in. It's going to be happening this Saturday, and they are going to teach dads how to style their daughter's hair, which I think is so cute.
It really is.
Isn't that adorable?
Very sweet. Yeah.
So the registration for this is $35 for the dad-daughter duo. And then if you have, you know, additional children, it's $10 per additional child. But she says this is a great opportunity for girls to bond with their dads and to make sure that these daughters' hair isn't totally screwed up when mom is out of town.
I can see that. Yeah, dad putting the daughter's hair in a bow or in a hat or something because they don't know what to do. I mean, I'm one of those. I don't have a daughter, but I would have no clue what to do. So I love this idea.
And I love the dads that take the step further and they're like on Pinterest. They're trying to find different things. But you can tell sometimes dad you just don't have the skills that you think you have.
Now we're clueless.
So check it out. This Saturday, Blush Salon out in L.A., they're going to have that special class going on today.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
So a new study was shown to see what kind of music affects your driving. There were four genres of music: heavy metal, pop, hip-hop, and classical. I don't know why we didn't throw some country in there. But they found that if you were listening to heavy metal, that caused the largest delay in reaction time, therefore making you a bad driver.
I could see that.
I could totally agree with that. I know if I listen to music that's a little more aggressive, I tend to drive more aggressive. But there are so many different factors that play into what makes you drive fast, what makes you a bad driver. If you had to pinpoint it to one thing, what's the one thing that makes you drive fast?
I'd have to say, I would definitely go the music route. I would say a lot of the rap that I listen to, more upbeat and kind of gets me in like the zone where I just pedal to the metal.
Blowing past cars.
But I don't even realize it, though. Like, I'll look down and say, like, okay, we're almost touching 90.
That's the scary thing.
Turn the music down and kind of get back to reality for a second.
See, mine is definitely number one when I'm running late. That's when I'm usually driving the fastest. But I remember there was one time I went to go see Fast and the Furious in the movie theater, and leaving there, you would have thought I was one of those, like, drifter race cars in my giant
Diesel
truck. Yeah. Was not happening. So we thought it would be fun to see from you, what is the one thing that you can pinpoint that either makes you a bad driver or makes you drive fast?
Here's a text message from 714. Says EDM music makes me a horrible driver. The faster the bass, the faster I drive. I get it.
I like that one. Okay. Here's a text from the 909. Says I refuse to use public bathrooms, so if I gotta go, then I'll drive as fast as I need to get home to my own bathroom.
As silly as it sounds, I understand.
I know a lot of people there are like that. Nope, won't go anywhere but my place.
Here's another one from 951. Says definitely my anxiety makes me drive faster. I get so anxious to be somewhere on time or just in general. And that's totally me too. Mm-hmm. That's why I make sure I leave so early so I can get to wherever I need to be.
And sometimes you're just a show off, like this one from the 949. Says if there's a pretty girl sitting next to me, well, that really gets my engine revving.
Oh, you dog. You.
Yeah, but that's not attractive when you get pulled over and get a ticket.
Yeah. Here's one from 909. Says music makes me drive faster, not only because I love singing to it, but I also put on a full blown concert in my car, so I have to speed past all the other drivers so that they won't see me.
Okay,
I get that one too. When you're dancing, you have all the dance moves going. You don't want everyone else looking at you.
The worst though is when you're rocking out to a song that you're totally embarrassed by, and then you get it to a stoplight, and you're like, "Oh man!" You slowly roll up your windows so nobody hears you singing along. All right, 714 weighs in. What makes them a bad driver? Says watching Netflix while driving to and from work, especially if I'm watching an action show.
What?
Yeah, that would definitely make you a bad driver. You should not be watching
straight
Netflix.
Straight up illegal.
Yes, while you're driving.
That's right. Typing on my computer.
Right? When I'm reading my book on the way to work, these are all things you should not be doing. 10 and 2, people.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
It's 6:50 right here on K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony, and Kelly has your grab-and-go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy and Drayson at PlasticSurgery.com, or you can always call for a consultation at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. So actor Colin Farrell has been sober for 13 years, but he recently opened up in an interview that he definitely experienced some dark days back in his drinking days. He admitted that once he was so hungover while he was filming Minority Report that it took him 56 tries just to say one line.
Wow.
Now, he did go to defend himself. He said he asked not to work the day after his birthday, but production didn't seem to care. So it was the day following his 25th birthday. And he said the night before was just a rough night. He didn't get any sleep. He says 16 years later, he still remembers that exact line. And he said it should be on his tombstone because he will never forget it now.
Sounds brutal.
Yes. All right. Christmas in July is legit a thing thanks to Hallmark. Hallmark announced that they'll be releasing 40 Christmas movies this year, and we'll be getting two of them next month.
Already?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I'm so excited for this. Christmas Camp will premiere on July 7th, followed by Keepsake Christmas, which will air on July 13th. So I'm super excited. I know you're not into the Hallmark Christmas movies, but you have to.
Well, that's the thing. I wasn't into it last year, but everybody was talking about it. You guys were watching all of them, so I have to get into it this year.
Yeah, just a little early,
starting
okay?
Starting in summer.
Yeah, while you're wearing your board shorts, right. You're going to have to watch it. All right. Alex Rodriguez had to make a very special purchase after a picture of him went viral. So last month, there was a photo of Alex Rodriguez sitting on the toilet that was shot through the window of his New York City house. His legal team were immediately like, okay, hold on. Who shot this? Whatever. Alex Rodriguez said this week, you know, I'm not going to press any charges. I'm not going to sue. They don't know who had the picture, who took the picture. But he said, you know, that's where I do my best thinking is in the bathroom. And I really wasn't ready for the picture because I'm sure you would not assume somebody's taking a picture of you.
Yeah.
But he said, I have to invest in some good blinds.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have blinds in their bathroom?
I'll tell you who, A-Rod.
Well, especially if you are a celebrity. You know that they are snapping pictures of you all the time. You go into a bathroom knowing that there's a window and you don't think that that's going to happen. You're just dumb.
But as a photographer, why do you want photos of A-Rod on the can?
Because people talk about it and that makes money.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are this morning talking
exactly.
about it.
Yeah, that photographer is like, thank you. You can buy the blinds now that I already have the shots.
Yeah, get the blinds, A-Rod.
For sure.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Taking a look at what's trending this morning. Remember last month when we heard that horrific story about the puppies that were thrown in the dumpster?
Mm-hmm.
Coachella? Terrible, terrible story. Well, new video has surfaced of one of those puppies who's defying all odds from Animal Hope and Wellness. The video shows the playful pup whose name is Hope enjoying herself playing on the grass, running around on her own. It looks like she's expected to make a full recovery, which is amazing news.
Aww,
with the shape that so many of these puppies were in.
So good to hear.
It's still heartbreaking watching the picture because you can still see those patches of hair missing and the burn marks. And they're still caring for the dog, but they're saying that it's looking really, really good and she's really defying the odds and she is going to be okay.
Good.
So, I love that.
Good to hear. All right. Last night, all eyes on Jeopardy to see if James Holzhauer was going to be Ken Jennings' record. Now, yesterday we were talking about how the video got leaked that showed that he didn't win. And it turned out to be legit. I actually sat and watched the game show last night to see what was going to happen. And he's out. Did not beat the record. But it has a lot of people scratching their heads about what really happened last night, because it didn't seem like he was playing his game. They broke it down as far as numbers. During his 32-game streak, he averaged over $76,000 each episode is what he won. That was just an average. He went 50 for 50 when it came to daily doubles. He had 11 perfect games where he had no incorrect responses. He's made over $2.4 million. But last night in Final Jeopardy, he wagers just a little shy of $1,400. And everyone's like, that's not right. Something was up. It wasn't playing his game. Well, he came out this morning and he said the reason that he wagered it so little was because he said he knew the only way he could win is if Emma missed Final Jeopardy. And there was no way that he'd be able to cover her all in bet. So his concern was being taken over by third place. So he bet just enough to make sure that he would lock him out. So he's hoping that Emma would miss the question. That's how he would win. I'm sorry.
Not at all.
After watching him, even just his mannerisms on the show, something was off. I have a theory that maybe he threw the game because he is a professional sports gambler. Mm-hmm. Was there a line on him in Las Vegas to lose? And did he get somebody to place a bet so that he would make the money that way?
You really think?
I don't know. It just...
That sounds right.
Watching
I think you hit it on the head. Yeah.
Didn't it not seem fishy last night watching it? You were like, something's up. He's not playing his game.
Right.
Could he get in trouble for that?
I guess if they could find out who it was that made the bet, but if he did a bet through somebody else and they couldn't trace it back to him, I don't know the legality on that.
Sneaky.
But I wouldn't put it past it. I mean, that's his career, is a sports gambler.
Mm-hmm.
So why not bet on something that you know is a sure thing,
right, aka yourself,
and make that money?
And I watched the clip again because I didn't watch the show last night.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can kind of tell after he loses, he goes, goes to the winner, just gives like the little like high five, way to go kind of thing. He doesn't really look upset. He's like content with it.
Yeah, he's like, high five. You just made me like $18 million in Las Vegas.
Yeah, something's up here.
Just my theory. That is not fact, but I would not be surprised if we find out something fishy went on.
Hmm.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
95.1 K-Frog, it's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. A fresh batch of questions right here. Let's dish them out. It's a 10-question takeover trying to win your way into the San Diego Zoo or San Diego Zoo Safari Park. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Question number one. On the TV show The Bachelorette, what is given out to the contestants at the end of every episode?
A rose.
A rose is correct.
Question number two. The Get That Money Challenge forces you to stop a falling credit card with what part of your body?
Your forehead.
You got it. The forehead.
Question number three. What baking giant sells the cake mix called Funfetti?
Pillsbury.
Pillsbury is correct.
Question number four. In fashion, what is a fedora?
A hat.
Hat is correct.
Moving on to question five. What rapper has ties to the Toronto Raptors and has been seen courtside with the team during the NBA Finals?
Jay-Z?
Not Jay-Z. Oh. All right, tell us, who's the rapper we're looking for?
Drake.
Drake is correct.
Question number six. James Holzhauser came up short of beating Ken Jennings' record on this TV game show.
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy is correct.
Moving on to question seven. In China, there's a wall that stretches over 13,000 miles. What is that wall called?
The Great Wall of China.
The Great Wall of China. You got it.
Question number eight. Luke Combs just recently released his signature pair of what type of shoes?
Oh, man. Vans?
Not Vans. I wish they were. Okay. To steal question number eight, can you tell us what type of shoes we're looking for?
Nikes?
No, not Nikes. Sorry. Still on question number eight, Luke Combs just recently released his signature pair of what type of shoes?
Crocs.
Crocs is correct, as ugly as they are.
Question number nine, Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, and Zach Galifianakis have starred in all three films of what movie series?
I have no idea. I don't watch movies.
Well, that doesn't help you at all. All right, what movie series are those guys from?
The Hangover? I don't know.
The Hangover is correct.
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go with question number 10. If you get this right, you win those San Diego Zoo tickets, okay?
Okay.
What animal stands on one leg while it sleeps?
A flamingo?
A flamingo is correct. We're sending you out to the San Diego Zoo.
Yay! Thank you.
You are so welcome. It is National Zoo Month. Gonna hook you up with San Diego Zoo or San Diego Zoo Safari Park tickets. We're gonna give you a 4-pack.
Awesome. Thank you.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Carrie from Fontana.
What's your favorite animal to see at the zoo?
Oh, an elephant.
What's an elephant sound like?
Oh, I'm not gonna do that.
Come on, Carrie. Let's hear it.
Jeez. I can't even do that.
All right, Anthony. It's on you then. What's an elephant sound like?
Oh, no.
I gotta get my trunk. Hang on. Better?
Okay. I have the visual, so maybe that's why it helps. But
yeah, what did you guys hear on that end?
I think you were close enough. All right. If you want to go out to the zoo, head over to kfrog.com. We're giving you a second chance to win tickets there. Or, of course, listen again tomorrow morning, 7:10 with the 10-question takeover here on KFrog.
It's the wake-up call with Kelly and Anthony.
7:51. We're all dressed and prepared for the day.
Yes, that's typically how we do come to work. It was funny, though, because over the weekend, my buddy was in Las Vegas, and he posted a video where the window washer was, like, right outside of his room. He's like, I wonder how many people this guy has seen naked. And so I sent him a message and I was like, me for sure. This happened to me in Vegas a couple of years ago. I just got there. I was rushing to get ready. So I run in, take a shower. I come out, all the windows are open and I'm standing there in my birthday suit and there is the window washer looking straight into my room. And I was like, oh my gosh, I jumped into the closet as quick as I could. I was like, what do I do? Like, and I don't know if he can see in, but I would figure if you're that close, I don't care what kind of tinting it has, you could probably see in the window.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, I would think the tint's that heavy that you can't see in, especially with all those rooms that guy's going to be looking inside of. How long were you in the closet for?
Well, not that long. No. I mean, I eventually walked out. I was like, well, he already saw what there is to see, so I might as well go grab some clothes and get on with my day.
Huh.
But that was one of those times I was like, okay, you were not supposed to see me naked. I don't even know your name. So we thought it would be interesting to see, did somebody accidentally see you naked? And what was the story behind it?
Yeah, and I can't ever think of a time where that happened to me because, like, unlike you, I would have gotten dressed before I came out of the bathroom, even if I'm the only one in the room. Like, I'm clothed all the time. Yeah.
I won't. Do you do that at your house, too?
Constantly.
That's just
all
weird.
The time, we have a ton of windows in our house, so there's good reason for that. Don't want to scare the children. But, no, I will normally get dressed whenever I'm in the bathroom or something. I'll get dressed and come out and Well, be all fully clothed.
Hey, maybe it was like the A-Rod situation where he was on the toilet and didn't know that anybody was taking pictures
maybe.
Of him. Text message coming in from the 909 says, I was staying at my boyfriend's parents' house for the holidays. I had to just quick go change my shirt. So I ran into a room. Stupidly, I didn't lock the door. As soon as I got my shirt off, my boyfriend's dad walked right in. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hello. Here's one from 714. It says, one of my childhood bullies turned out to be a nude model. I found out when he was the model for my figure drawing class. The worst part was we recognized each other and at one point locked eyes. That's a little awkward. If that was your bully, I would have just asked the teacher, hey, can we turn the heat up in here? It looks a little cold for someone.
Oh, I would have done a very special drawing. Like, sorry about it. All right, tell us about the time that you were accidentally seen naked.
I used to work graveyard at the post office, and for some reason I slept naked. And my stepson came in during the day. Yes. To wake me up while I was hot and I had no covers on.
Oh, gosh.
And he woke me up and he's like, oh, my gosh. And he ran out of the room. And oh, it was horrible. He was like 18, 20, somewhere around there. We never talked about it to this day. And he's like 42 now. So.
Yeah, because he's trying to forget about it. That awkward moment when...
Yeah, don't bring that up.
All right, here's one you might not want to visualize, Anthony. Your mom actually texted in about your Aunt Kristen. Your mom said that they were getting ready for her wedding and they were putting on her wedding dress. Well, outside was Grandpa and Grandma. The windows were wide open. She said they could definitely see them because they waved back to her and your aunt was only in her underwear.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to move right along. I'm going to call mom after that. All right, this one's coming in. 909 says, I was having a vasectomy done. I was strapped, I was strapped into the stirrups when the doctor said, I'll be right back. While he was away, a nurse opened the door and a large group of high school kids saw me. They were on a field trip. I was completely exposed, just naked and dangling.
Oh.
Poor kids.
Wow. Thanks for giving us the visual on that one. Oh, my gosh.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
That's a wrap for the Wake Up Call's full show podcast. Thanks so much for listening.
Make sure you rate and subscribe the podcast, and you can follow us on social media.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at KFrog Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.